I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. General Motors had it all planned. The carmaker was going to sell its European unit, Opel. GM had a buyer lined up, a Canadian car parts firm called Magna. But now GM has abandoned the sale. A company spokesman says GM will revert to its original restructuring plan for Opel. Reactions have been mixed in Europe, but not in one European country. Germany had offered big loans to secure the sale of Opel. Now that the deal's fallen through, the Germans are furious. Brett Neely reports from Berlin.
The fate of Opel has been corporate Germany's biggest soap opera. The German government lent the near-bankrupt company more than $2 billion last spring. The idea was to keep Opel afloat until it found a new owner. Now that GM has spurred Magna's overtures, the German government also feels jilted.
Das Verhalten von General Motors gegenüber Deutschland ist völlig inakzeptabel.
In Berlin today, German economy minister Rainer Brüderle said GM's behavior was, quote, totally unacceptable, and said GM was to blame for the deal's collapse. The negotiations involving the government, Opel, and Magna have been going on and off since February. So why did GM back out now, just weeks before the deal was due to be closed? In some ways, says Coventry Business School professor David Bailey, it's not a surprise. With economies in Europe and the U.S. recovering and GM out of bankruptcy, things have changed since last spring.
Clearly, GM think that their financial position is such that they can afford to restructure GM in Europe.
Magna also wanted to take over Opel's technology center in Rüsselsheim outside Frankfurt. Opel's developing a new generation of small, fuel-efficient cars there, something that GM desperately needs, says Bailey.
GM actually needs GM Europe to produce the small cars that it will have to sell in America in order to meet its environmental obligations.
He says Magna had planned to take that technology and transfer it to its Russian partners, and that might have squeezed GM out of a growing Russian car market. GM says it'll need about $4.5 billion to restructure Opel, far less than Magna needed. Bailey says GM might be able to come up with some of that money itself, though it can't use any of the money lent to it by the U.S. government.
I also think that they will probably go to European governments, including the German government, and ask for financial assistance. So I think they will be back knocking on the door, asking for support.
Belgium, Britain, and Spain all have Opel plants, and their government signaled today they're willing to talk. Still, Opel's 25,000 German workers are upset by GM's about-face. Here's what some of them at a factory in Bochum had to say today.
Schön ist es nicht. Ich weiß nicht, was hier in Bochum noch passieren wird.
It's not nice. I have no idea what else will be happening here in Bochum if Magna doesn't take over. There are rumors that Opel and Bochum will be closed now. Let's wait and see.
Anyone could have guessed that GM would keep Opel. I knew it.
German unions are planning a protest strike tomorrow, and they're urging other Opel workers in Europe to join. The drama is not likely to end soon. Like any soap opera, stay tuned for the next episode. For The World, I'm Brett Neely in Berlin.